As usual. This is another edition of Story Time. We should have a song for this thing. Anyway, I don't know what to st how to start. Judge Kagwe is still with me. Can you make Kagwe here? Video. Hi. Hi guys, we are continuing with this series featuring George Kagwe, and he gave me a good suggestion just after we finished the previous video that we can do a story time, another story time, in terms of we talk about how we met, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're the storyteller, you know, you have to give the details.
Yeah. So, the year was 2009, mm-hmm. November-ish. And I think it was ilikuwa hapo end of November, yes.
Okay.
That's like 11 years ago. Well,
yeah.
9 and something.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
I ain't. So, the...
Oh, no, you didn't!
See, you're the one who said we are old.
Oh.
So, anyway, where? Tulia, madam. Mawe. Mumeona mawe.
Yeah.
Men Against Women Empowerment. So, what happened is... Me and the boys, tulikuwa na click ya my boys, walikuwa napenda ku, tulikuwa tunapenda sana ku hang out after church. So we come from church, nini, we go to this joint called Pink Lady in Hurlingham, it was an Ethiopian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So we are there, we're hanging out with the boys, like 5-6 guys. Hey, this chick pal of mine then calls me and is like, hey, where are you guys? I'm like, hey, we're in Hurlingham, Pink Lady, nini. She's like, yeah, but pale, let me come through. Can I come through with her? I'm like, ah, yeah, not biggie. Swing by, man. So she kujas.
That I used to talk.
Yeah. So they kuja now. They find us now dishing, nini. So me, I notice
so,
my chick pal has come with this kachik, eh? She's quiet, nini, timid, pretty. She's just there, just sitting quietly. Just introduced herself. I'm Karen. And that was it. Ordered her a drink. I think you were drinking what, a Coke or a Sprite then?
I've never drank Coke.
Yeah, so it must have been a Sprite or a ginger ale, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So I remember tulikuwa hapo na boy yangu anaitwa Nasara Billy. Shout out to you, Nasara Billy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rapper, beatboxer. So we are there, we're sitting, and I'm like, hey bro.
Oh my gosh, Nasara was there.
Udem anaweza hawezi. Hey jamana ambia anaweza. So we after that. So we hung out. I mean, she didn't talk much. I tried to ask her some few questions.
You did?
I tried, but at least I got your name.
I
got her name. So the next day, Monday, I go to work. So when I go to work, first thing I did is enter Facebook. Karemi mbae. Nikampata hapo listing. Kangalia photos. Kangalia photo ingine hapo.
No
swa. Why?
You haven't told me no swa.
Ay, you're the, I said you don't know swa.
Ah!
That's what I said.
Woo!
So
hey, the jabs are many today.
So I went, befriended her. I can accept you are very fast. Like I didn't even wait 5 minutes. Like she was waiting. And then we started. And then we started now inboxing each other and having vibes. So we were friends. We were friends like for what? A year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, about a year
and a half. A year and a half, 2 years. Fast forward, I officially asked her out 2011, end of January. January 31st. Yeah. That's when I asked out officially. Never looked back since. Now we are here. Throwing jobs at
you. Oh my gosh, they have said it now.
Yeah, we are over here.
Where?
Juxtaposing and
life,
and swimming through the waters.
Life goes by so fast. So, now let me give my side of the story.
Hey, let me give. Let me give. Mumeru, vaite angalia. Wacha nipatiane side yangu ya story hii. Let me give it. Give me.
You should have just done this thing yourself.
So tell your side.
What I remember. So around that time, as he said, it was 2009.
Oh yeah. Anyway, no. Yeah. Yes.
Do you
no.
want to say? Are you sure you're done?
Say. Yeah. I'm
Why?
Done.
Say what
I
you
just
wanted
remembered.
To say. Remembered what?
I remember my chick pal told me actually you were going through a very bad breakup.
Yes, I was going through a very bad breakup. I was not looking or thinking about being in a relationship at all.
The reason why she was so quiet is because she looked like a rained on puppy. Her previous relationship had had a toll on her. taken a toll on her.
That's how I doctor feel. You have assessed my life and given the...
Should have been a psychologist.
No, oh my gosh, people will hang themselves. Because you will just tell them that. And people, you know, they need to be gentle. You're just like... wewe ni nini? Watakuwa depressed.
Babe, usi wangeswa.
Anyway. Sawa. We won't talk, so. Anyway, so yes, my side of the story. I was just getting out of a very long relationship. And I was not ready to even think about dating a guy. Or anyone. I was just not in that space. So I was not... Well, even when we were talking, I was in a space of just acquiring friends. I just want friends in my life. I don't want many stories. I didn't want to commit to anything. Because I had given myself a... I had had a meeting with myself and said, self, take a break from men. At least for a year. At least minimum of a year. Take a break. Heal. Deal. And, you know.
So in this
group now, there was a group that formed from our church circles, and George was, we were in the same group, and we used to hang out a lot on Sundays after church, and we also now started this thing where we'd go for trips. Remember?
You used to. So you fast forwarded.
No, see, that's, I'm telling my story.
Oh.
Yeah. So all this time, yes, we've been hanging out and talking, and George has been making his interest known, but I had put my foot down and said, no, we're just friends. That's it. So the trips, we started going for trips. I think the first one was Masai Mara.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Amboseli?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there used to be Amboseli. We went to Amboseli, and then Masai Mara, I think we went once as well. We only went for two trips. Anyway, in those trips, that's when now we really got to know each other. And I started to consider, now the year was drawing to a close, I started to consider, thinking of him as more than just a friend.
And you say you're just a friend, but you say you're just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. Say I'm just a friend.
As I can be a fantasy. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, we started dating, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I remember I used to go on trips a lot. Distance.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Heart grow fonder. It worked in our case. Because yeah. I realized, hey, I actually have feelings for this.
She was also missing me.
I was missing him a lot.
Whenever miss you, baby. miss you.
You asked me out after you came back from Nigeria. Never forgotten.
No, I was going to Nigeria.
You were going or come from?
I'd come from Kigali.
Yeah, you used to be high fly and mini. Yeah, remember those days? New York, a box.
I'd come from Kigali on Saturday morning. And then I was flying now to Nigeria the next morning, Sunday morning. Early morning, Lagos. Yeah. Then I remember she had gotten tired of me always, because she just used to see me during the weekend.
Yep.
And this time now, she stopped saying, "He's my brother. He's my brother."
Friend zoned him a good one.
Coming like a friend zone. Looking in the friend zone, baby.